Good morning, everybody. Is it me or is it hot in here?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, you guys. We have to. It's just hard to turn on the boiler in the middle of October, but that may be in store for us this week. We'll wait and see. Sorry, it's going to be a faster homily. I hate to do that to you, but faster mass too, because I've got to go to confirmation in Greenwood at noon. A couple of our Shelbyville students, our youth, are getting confirmed there because they were not at the other confirmation that was for us. And then I'm also sponsoring a couple kids. So anyway, today our gospel has something interesting to say to us, and that is that we can't take our salvation for granted, that it takes work to get to heaven. Jesus paves the way for us. He opens up the gates, but we have to be faithful to Jesus. And we see this rich young man, and he wants to go to heaven, which is a good desire, a desire we should all have. But he wants to know the bare minimum. What do I got to do to get to heaven? What's the requirements? And Jesus spells out the commandments, and he says, well, I've already do that pretty much. And Jesus says, but you haven't given me everything. That's what I want. I want it all. The rich young man goes away sad. He actually leaves Jesus because he thinks that his possessions count more. And he's sad. The rich young man gives us an example of what not to do. But this month we look at the example of somebody who shows us what to do. October is the month of the Blessed Mother. And we love Blessed Mother dearly. We Catholics, people ask, why do Catholics always have Blessed Mother everywhere? You always have Mary. It's very interesting. The first Protestants loved Mary. Martin Luther wrote beautiful things about Blessed Mother. So did Calvin. You ought to read their writings. It wasn't for several years after the Protestant denominations were founded that they began to have a bone to pick with Blessed Mother. They say, I would say, we all love Jesus. We Catholics just love his mother too. And we love Blessed Mother because she is an example to us of somebody who gave God everything. And she helps us to do the same thing. That's why we have statues of Blessed Mother outside of our houses. It's why we have a nice statue of Blessed Mother outside on Broadway now. It's why we have votive candles. These, by the way, are going to go back there where they were before. And then, thanks to some generous benefactors, we're going to have real candles here and in front of St. Joseph, because it's important. We like Blessed Mother. We love Blessed Mother. The angel told Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary into your home. And God tells us the same thing. Jesus, when he's on the cross, he looks down and there's two people, John and Mary. And he looks at John and he says, behold your mother. Not behold my mother. It's Jesus' mother too. But that's your mom. And that's our mom. That's our mom. That's our mother. And Jesus tells us, behold her. Keep her ever in your mind, ever in your heart. And the reason we have all this stuff about Mary, why we have Mary in our houses and in front of our houses, in our churches, in front of our churches, why we have candles, why we have statues, all of these things, is because maybe, just maybe, the more we look at a woman who gave Jesus everything, maybe we'll be more likely to give Jesus everything too. And we won't be worried about, what's the bare minimum I got to do? People say, "What? How late can I come to Mass and it still count? How early can I leave and it still count? How many times do I have to go to confession? How many volunteer hours do I have to do?" If we give Mary everything, those questions don't even dawn on our minds, because we look at Jesus and we give him everything. Blessed Mother's been all on my heart a lot lately this week. And, you know, this consecration bracelet that I wear, it's a reminder that I'm consecrated to Jesus through Mary. And we're going to have a consecration group. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. A lot of people from the other masses have already signed up. You're more than welcome to do the same. It's going to be in English and in Spanish. You start 33 days before the day of consecration, which is always supposed to be a big Mary day. So we're starting on November 9th, and there's daily prayers that we pray kind of on our own. We'll meet probably on November 9th and maybe one other time throughout the 33 days. And then we make our consecration to Jesus through Mary on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I can't wait for it, because consecration is to be set aside to God. And the church has always said it's a good idea to be consecrated to God through Mary, because Mary is the image and the model of perfect discipleship. And so Marian consecration is not being consecrated to Mary, it's consecrated to Jesus through Mary. And the scriptures tell us to go through Mary all the time. The most important one in my mind is the first miracle Jesus ever worked. The first miracle Jesus ever worked was at a wedding. And they run out of wine. And the people tell Mary. And Mary goes and she tells Jesus, "They've run out of wine. Take care of it." And Blessed Mother works a miracle. Actually, she doesn't work the miracle. Jesus works the miracle. Mary intercedes to get the miracle done. So if you ever need a miracle, go to Mary. And she'll take it to Jesus. Now, we can go right to Jesus too. But why avoid Blessed Mother? Jesus didn't avoid Blessed Mother. When he came to earth, he came through her. Why would we want to avoid Blessed Mother? I don't know. And so we look to her example for our prayers. We look to her example in so many different ways, the way that she lived her life. And we ask that our discipleship will look like hers, that we will give Jesus our all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.